This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. More than 98% of the more than 7 million voters sided with the opposition in answering three yes or no questions drafted with the aim of weakening President Maduro's legitimacy days before his constituent assembly in Venezuela is expected to convene. To handle a 2020 census, the Bureau would need an increase of more than $300 million to its $1.5 billion budget to install new technology and conduct a comprehensive test in time, according to a census expert. Trump administration and Congress are recommending an increase of about one-tenth that amount, according to the Census Project, a nonpartisan census advocacy group. President Donald Trump is weighing whether to expand the use of deportations without court approval, according to a 13-page memo obtained by the Washington Post. Under the proposal, DHS would be empowered to seek the expedited removal of illegal immigrants apprehended anywhere in the United States who cannot prove they've lived in the country continuously for more than 90 days. National Public Radio employees avoided a staff walkout and reached agreement on a tentative three-year contract. The deal ensures that more than 400 reporters, producers, and writers represented by SAG-AFTRA will stay on the air. Three-quarters of Americans agree that people like themselves have too little influence in Washington. Rare unanimity across political, economic, racial, and geographical lines, including both those who approve and disapprove of President Donald Trump. According to a new poll by the AP, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. A full-fledged housing crisis has gripped California, marked by a severe lack of affordable homes and apartments for middle-class families. Median cost of a home here is now a staggering $500,000, twice the national cost. Homelessness is surging across the state. With other Republican senators indicating they will not vote for the current Senate version of the health care bill, Republican Majority Leader Senator McConnell has said it will not be voted, killing the bill for a second time. President Trump is calling for a standalone repeal with a two-year delay to replace, but there also seem to be insufficient votes for that measure either. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.